Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back.
Wait, does your button work again? Hold on.
I don't know. I hit the button.
Did it work?
Hit it.
Hello?
It does not.
Hello?
You're back.
Okay.
I honestly just forgot about it.
That's fine. Welcome back to the morning show here on 1620 The Zone as we wrap up this first hour. Jacob Padilla from Hail Varsity in with me today. Jimmy Chavez as well. This is not the voice of Gary Sharp. This is the voice of Robbie Lula. Gary is traveling back to Omaha after a lengthy road trip.
Warm, too.
Yeah, they were in Florida, and then they were in Starkville yesterday. Omaha men's basketball. Played them tough for a while. Mississippi State got on a little run there in the middle of the second half. I believe it was a 17-0 run, and opened that one up a little bit. But we'll be Gary and I will be back in studio tomorrow. So we wish Gary and the entire Omaha basketball traveling party safe travels back to Omaha here. We've got Sam McEwen coming up at 7:30 from the Omaha World Herald. Obviously, we're going to be pretty Matt Rhule, Nebraska heavy on the show today. Spent most of that first hour talking about that. I did want to just acknowledge the fact we are going to talk to Doug Russell from iHeartRadio up in Milwaukee and Madison about the Luke Fickell hiring up in Wisconsin. I know Nebraska fans, you don't want to feel like that affects you, but it does. So we're going to talk about that. A hiring that may not affect Nebraska directly, but is really interesting, came out yesterday. Hugh Freeze getting back to the SEC.
Oh, did it happen?
Yeah, it is officially official.
Robbie, is it a good thing when you need to put in a clause that requires your head coach to relinquish control of his social media accounts?
I feel like that's a rhetorical question, but no, it is not a good thing. It's also not a good thing where you have to hire a PR firm before the guy even starts.
Yeah.
So Hugh Freeze hired at Auburn.
So that's why Lane was out.
Maybe he didn't want to give up the social medias. He's like, no.
Juice is a man of his own. He tweets what he wants.
Juice Kiffin will never relinquish his Twitter account. So Hugh Freeze back in the SEC at Auburn. You know, there's a level of irony there that they tried to run Brian Harsin out of town this summer over an alleged affair that seems like they mostly made up. And now they're hiring a guy who had several quote-unquote misdials to the same...
We've all been there.
...prostitution organization.
Maybe not that.
Maybe not that specifically. It's a little ironic there that they're like, there's this weird situation with Brian Harsin. Let's get him out because we think he sort of looks like he might be having an affair, although probably not. But this guy who has been literally fired for calling prostitutes on an university-issued cell phone.
That's the funniest part.
Yeah, doesn't even have the wherewithal to call the prostitutes from his own phone, like any normal person does. has to call from his university phone.
Calling the women of the night.
Come on, my guy.
Well, and we won't get into all, but just some of the things he's done since then and just treatment towards women.
Yeah, not good in general.
No, just in, like, very, very glad that we don't have that situation here to deal with, that Matt Rhule got fired for just not being the right fit at the pros, and hopefully...
Yeah, Matt Rhule got fired because he's a college coach and didn't do well in the NFL. Like, that's why Matt Rhule got fired. We can live with that. Have you heard Liberty seems like they're zeroing in on Art Briles?
Of course they are.
that could...
I love it.
That's the most perfect Liberty hire I've ever heard of. That place is a toxic cesspool.
Well, that's one where you make
the joke. He makes Hugh Freeze look good.
Yeah, that's the one where you make the joke immediately after hearing the news about Freeze leaving. And then
I think it's real. I think there is real smoke that
I hope it's real.
That Art
Briles. That's hilarious.
I mean, I hope Art Briles never works in college football again, first and foremost, because that man's the devil. But
pretty much,
if he works anywhere, it will be Liberty.
100%.
That's a 100% certainty. If he ever works in Division I football again, that's where it will be.
We all knew one day that it would likely happen, and that's where it would be.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most Liberty thing they could possibly do, and that's all I can really say about that. But yeah, Hugh Freeze back in the SEC at Auburn. Auburn will hire anyone as long as they think they can beat Nick Saban.
Which is essentially what the AD said in the explanation, and basically just like, yeah, he's had a lot of success as a football coach. That's all we care about.
Yeah,
and the fans aren't going to care down there. They just want to beat Nick Saban.
No, until they start losing. And then
they care.
And then they'll be like, oh, moral outrage. Moral outrage. We don't like this guy. He's a bad guy. Oh, you didn't know he was a bad guy when you hired him, you morons? It's really just a little bit. I mean, the level of hypocrisy down there is astonishing.
I think Lane dodged a bullet.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't think Lane was ever going to Auburn. I think he used Auburn to get a nice hefty pay raise,
contrary to what that reporter said.
Yes, I think what happened was Lane Kiffin allowed his agent to engage Auburn enough to get a pay raise from Ole Miss. That happens a lot. And now I don't think that he's necessarily an Ole Miss lifer. I think there are certain situations where you could pry him away from Ole Miss, because that's not the easiest job in the world. But it wasn't
as toxic as Auburn.
It wasn't going to be Auburn, because Auburn's not any easier. Auburn doesn't improve on any of the challenges he has at Ole Miss. In fact, it's probably worse, because you have all the challenges at Ole Miss, and if you don't beat Alabama like once every 3 years, they will fire you.
Speaking of using one school to get a pay raise, what are your thoughts on the Deion Sanders Colorado kind of recruitment there?
Well, so I don't think he's using Colorado to get a pay raise from Jackson State.
No.
Because
I don't think they can.
I would say, A, I don't think they can, and B, it seems like he has kind of enough respect for the HBCU process and organizations to not try and exploit them, right? That's been a very big thing for him, is trying to help those situations, not trying to exploit them. So now if he's trying to get an offer from another school, I could buy that, whether it's Georgia Tech, which is apparently still open, even though there was reported.
Yeah, I thought that was a done deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was reported by some people that Willie Fritz was a done deal. And they're like, no, they just interviewed him. Chill. So I don't know if Deion Sanders is still in play there.
Well, and that's the interesting. You don't often see coaches straight up admit that they have an offer from another school.
I appreciate that about Deion, though. Like, it just open up the process. It's fine. These are not nuclear codes, man. Yeah. Like, I understand you want to keep everything. And we just went through a process where they tried to keep that thing on lockdown as much as possible. But when you fly a guy into Lincoln, like, you know, things get out. But I appreciate the Deion just being like, hey, yeah, they offered me the job. Terrific. Okay. Like, that doesn't hurt anyone. Who does that hurt in that process? The only people it could potentially hurt, which is not Deion's problem, is Colorado's future candidates. No, they weren't the first choice. Which, if that's something you get hung up on, get over yourself. You're not a child. Like, come on. Like, that's a big thing that ADs talk about. Like, oh, that's our first choice. And based on what I know, I actually do believe Rhule was Nebraska's first choice, based on what I know about the process. But whether he was or wasn't, if you land with a guy that you like and fits well and that everybody's on board with, what does it matter if he was the first choice or the 10th choice? I mean, there's been coaching searches throughout history. It's like, hey, we got our first. I mean, Scott Frost was the first choice, famously.
Only choice.
Yeah, there was no list. It was just Scott Frost, right? And if you know, there's a ton of situations where you got down to second, third, fourth choice, and it's like, oh, that actually worked out really nicely. You know, so I don't think it matters.
Ten choice, there probably aren't 10 people that fit, 10 qualified people that fit what you want. So maybe not 10th choice, but
you get down to like third or fourth.
As long as you get someone that kind of fits everything you're looking for, even if it's, if you get told no once or twice, like if you've got, that's why you have a list of however many people, which we heard from
Trev
Alberts at Nebraska,
13
interacted with 13 coaches, like to varying degrees. They didn't interview 13 coaches,
right?
But
reach out to agents, yeah, things like that,
and just gauge interest, whether it's actually interest in the job itself or just trying to get feedback. Interesting what the interaction constituted,
sure,
for some,
and
some
whether
reasons,
it had to be with a coach directly or a coach representative, or I kind of took it to be a coach's representative. I don't think he probably spoke to necessarily 13 specific coaches, but I think he reached out to 13 coach situations, yeah, right? Actually, I want to get into that because I decided to make a list of who I thought the 13 people were.
Ooh, I like this game.
So
you buried the lead today.
I'll give you my list, and you can tell me yes, no, or if you've got another name that you think was on the list of 13 that I didn't mention. We'll do that coming up next.
Tease!
To start the second hour here on
Professional Radio Man
on the morning show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.